Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Mark. This is Penny.
Okay, Penny, how are you?
Okay, thank you. My question is, my husband moved out about 3 months ago, and he will see me if I ask him, but he'll only give me like a Sunday evening. So no Saturday night, no Friday night, nothing like that. But we spent the last 5 Sunday evenings together, and it goes really well. But, I mean, should I continue to ask him? I mean, he's asked me twice, and I've asked him the other times.
Yeah, it's an easy question. The answer is absolutely yes. I mean, if he's, it sounds to me like when you ask him, he's responsive. Whatever you have to do, Penny, to create opportunities for encounters, for interactions, to be together, whatever you have to do, and the fact that you're taking the initiative to extend those invitations, that's a minuscule price to pay. I mean, I would even go so far as to say, there's no price to pay. So what? So you're taking the initiative. So you're extending the invitation. What's the difference? Who cares? Okay, long term, I understand you want to feel desired also. You want to feel that he's thinking about you. You want him to initiate and take you away and express that he wants to be with you. Okay, I get that. And that's fine. You'll get there. But this stage of the game, I mean, I wouldn't even think twice about it. Who cares? Whatever you've got to do to create those opportunities to be together, those are the opportunities you have to create connection and to create movement in your marriage. You need that. Let me just take the opportunity also to say, not exactly Penny's question, but I'll just squeeze in the point here because it's an important one. Generally speaking, I think one of the mistakes that people make when they're in these circumstances is they spend much too much time sitting around thinking, being passive, convincing themselves that they can't do this or they shouldn't do that. Sometimes I call it analysis paralysis. Let me make something very, very clear to all of you. Turning around a marriage, especially when you're dealing with a difficult spouse, takes a tremendous amount of initiative. Nothing's going to come to you. You got to go get it. You've got to be proactive and take lots and lots of initiative. You're all in this program because your marriage is headed in a certain direction. It has a certain trajectory, and it's not a good one, or you wouldn't be here. If you just get out of the way, if you sit back and wonder and think and wait and hope that he calls or she calls, you're going to be in trouble because your marriage is just going to continue in the direction that it's going. It's like Newton's law of physics, right? Something set in motion will continue in that direction unless something interferes with it. That interference needs to be you, your initiative. You need to step up time and time and time again and try to redirect that trajectory. It's difficult because I know a lot of you are taking that initiative in the face of rejection. You're going to get rejected. That's part of the process. As I like to say to those of you in the Lone Ranger track, if you're not getting rejected, you're not trying hard enough. Rejection, for many reasons, which we'll get into more another time, is part of the process. I mean, rejection hurts. It doesn't feel good. I don't want you to get rejected. But you have to be careful not to interpret the rejection as a sign that you shouldn't be asking, you shouldn't be inviting, or you shouldn't be trying. You've got to keep plugging away and try to create those interactions. And so, Penny, keep asking. And by the way, your comment about it, you know, Sunday night, for, I mean, what's the difference? Once again, that's also a small price or no price to pay. I don't care if you're together Sunday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Friday afternoon. It makes absolutely no difference. Who knows why it's Sunday night that he seems to be open to you, but if that's when he's available, if that's when he's open, if that's when you get your opportunity, take it. Take it week after week after week and use that time to keep trying to create positive movement.